You always brighten our service. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Shame on you. I like that. That goes, it goes right along with creating meaningful conversations. Start with shame on you. No. Good morning. Good to see all of you here this morning. So, meaningful conversations begins within each one of us. It starts first with me, with you. And what we say to ourselves has great importance. And how we speak to ourselves creates our life experience. And so let me begin with how I got the greater understanding of this past week. And we all remember last weekend we were here at church with Reverend Gregory and Conscious Communication. And it was a great event. We started out Friday night with the board, and Saturday we did the board and the practitioners all day. And Sunday we did church with him, and then in the afternoon we did a workshop. Yes, and those who came really enjoyed it, correct? Yeah. And there were lots of processes all day, Saturday, Sunday, Friday. Plus, I returned home to help Rick remove all the furniture from the deck. Not to say that that was difficult, but you know, it added to my weekend. Because as you all know, we live in a rental, and what you don't know is that the deck has really rotted and it wasn't very safe. And so the owner hired this person to come and help with the deck. And so the deck was going to start being rebuilt on Monday. He was coming at 8 o'clock in the morning. So it meant that the dog and I were supposed to leave the house, which we did. We came to the office. We did that on Tuesday. And we did that on Wednesday. I'm going to tell the deck story later, but right now, have you ever awakened in the morning and felt more tired than when you went to bed the night before? Tuesday morning, I wake up. I have to be at the office at 8 o'clock because the guy's going to come and work the deck. And I got up Tuesday morning, and I was exhausted. And I just kept saying, oh, I'm so tired. And I went through the whole week of all that happened and what was now going to happen. And the guy said he's going to take the whole deck down. And anybody? So I came into the office. I was here at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sitting there. I'm so tired. Oh. And people are going to come and see me today, and they're going to say, how are you? I said, I'm so tired. Anybody? Huh. And I thought about it, and I imagined telling them all my tale of woes. And then I felt even more exhausted. Anybody do that? And then I remembered, oh, I'm spiritual leader. Right. Now, I realize that those of you that were going to come into the office that day would not have liked hearing your spiritual leader talking that way. So I said, let's see if what we talk about here really works. So I said, I had this whole conversation with myself. I said, so how are you feeling? I said, I'm feeling uplifted. I'm feeling energized. Now, I would like to say that the first time I said that, I just was renewed. But I wasn't. I kept saying it. How are you feeling today? I'm feeling energized and I'm feeling renewed. I'm feeling rested. How are you feeling? How are you today? I'm feeling energized. You see what I did? About 20 times, but by the time I finished this conversation with myself, I felt great. You see, we have to stop. We have to stop and stop repeating what we do not want to feel. Now, I don't know about you, but I have done this in other areas of my life. You see, we have to stop telling ourselves what's wrong and start looking at what is right, what's working for me, to be refreshed, to have a meaningful conversation first within ourselves. Changes everything. I felt so energized that day. We have to talk about our body as if it is a temple that the God of our being is alive in and desiring to work, to heal, to be alive within each and every one of us. Yes? And when we stop doing that, we stop creating the atmosphere beyond our wildest dreams. See, I felt lifted up. I felt refreshed. I thought, this stuff works. Much to my surprise. Not really. I teach it. I think that's why I teach it. Because I want to know it. I want to bring it into every moment. Because I know when I do, things change. So I'm going to look at Ernest Holmes this morning. And I don't know if any of you are doing yours, Ernest Holmes, in the year, but few of us are. And we're going to start it again. Who's doing it? Who's doing it? Yeah. Makes a difference. So I think it was this morning, but I read a little bit more than what this morning was. And Ernest, our founder, says, "Let a person say to himself, I am overworked. And at once there will come up through his consciousness a belief in weariness." I go, oh, that's me, yeah. And people who are constantly complaining of being tired or hypnotized by life's events, through the law of race suggestion, an instance of this belief that one of 40 years of age can feel fatigued and old. Think about that. Suppose someone had been bound by mental confusion that desires had torn him or her and conflicts had entered into their life. What would occur? And then I moved on a little bit because I like to pick and choose what Ernest has to say. It would not, however, be the body that was sick, but the condition brought about through the wrong thought. Through the wrong thought. Where are we allowing our thinking to turn our direction south to an area where we really don't want to live? See, meaningful conversations means we each need to get our heart and our mouth in agreement to accomplish our dreams, our heart and our mouth in agreement to accomplish our dreams. And stop talking about how big your problems are and begin to talk about how great your God is. My God is greater than this. I know whatever is going on, there is something greater that is working in and through and for my life. Infinite Spirit, guide me into gentle, loving conversation within myself. Everybody breathe that in. Infinite Spirit, guide me into gentle, loving conversation with myself. Because you see, when it starts here, then I'm able to give it out here. Help me honor the temple of life that I am. You are that temple of life. Act as if it is so, and you will believe it, and you will feel energized. So I love her. I love what Pam put up here, but Pam put up the next slide. Please? I had to say please. It's important. So this is going to stay up there, so you can kind of look at it as I talk. I am open, faith-filled, holy, bountiful, love, joy, light, grateful, beauty, powerful. Yes?
Yes.
You are. Yes? Good. And in this week reading Florence Shovel Shinn, who I dearly love, the power of the spoken word, the mission of Jesus Christ was to awaken people up. That was his whole mission. Awake thou that sleepeth. That's one of the things he said. People at the time were asleep in their dream of the opposite. Their dream of lack, loss, failure, sin, sickness, death seemed to be the realization for them, the only thing that was taking place in their life. And so when Jesus came into their life, he absolutely blew them out of the water. Yes? Yeah. And in the story of the Garden of Eden, that whole Garden of Eden, where man functioned in the super consciousness. Now, the super consciousness, remember, is the Father within, the God power, the God presence is the super consciousness within each one of us, subconscious, conscious, super conscious, God, in us, as us. So, whatever we desired in the Garden of Eden, whatever Adam desired or requested was always at hand because he was in the atmosphere of the Father, and as we ask, we do receive. And Jesus' message was to bring people back into that faith because they had lost faith, because you see, Adam ate from the tree of knowledge. So when he ate from the tree of knowledge, he discovered sin. He discovered badness. He discovered anger. He discovered everything that the human being has an opportunity to discover, also love. But they forgot it at that time, didn't they? And Jesus told people that if they asked believing, they would receive. Attributing the power always to the Father within. So you see how the succession of that worked. And the value here is for each of us to remember God is the giver. We are each the receiver of that power within us. And so opening to receiving means changing what and how we are thinking and how we continue to talk to ourselves. Yes? It works. Or not. So understanding the law of ask, and we ask that we do receive, this becomes a wonderful tool for us. It's a tool for us to expand, to express our life in a greater way. And when we follow and trust, all of our needs are met. Then we're in that atmosphere of our divine nature, the super consciousness. So now I'm going to get back to the story of the deck. Everybody breathe for me. So because it's a rental, I am at the mercy of the owner and who he hires. And I come back on Wednesday. The deck is totally dismantled. And the doggy door that Bodie goes out to the backyard is up about that high. You all know what size Bodie is. Little dog. So I realized by Wednesday that I was going to have to go and board him out. And the guy's telling me the different times he's going to come in, and he does show up and he doesn't show up. But then after he dismantled the whole deck and I sent Bodie off to be boarded for 3 maybe plus days, the guy looked at the retaining wall and noticed that it too is starting to lean because it's also rotting, and so it's going to take a little bit longer. And in the backyard, there's this whole big pile of rubble, and it's kind of a mess. Hello? It's Wednesday. So I'm looking at that as I have to take my dog and have him be gone. Because you see, I had events and things to do and go to, and can't leave him at home by himself. So all of a sudden, I said, you know, quit looking at what doesn't work and look at what you can do. If anybody you're dealing with this, write it down. So I said, you know, I need a fence. So I sat first before I did that, I really prayed. I said, okay, God, help me. Because you see, it's at this man's timeline, not mine. And I don't know about you, but I don't like a mess. And Bodie and I love the back deck. So there you are. So I sat and I prayed about it. And I said, okay, God, we need a way for this to work. And first I need a fence. And I need it to be able to be flexible and able to move. And so then, as instantly, this person, friend of mine that I know, she came into my mind. And I said, okay. And I texted her and I said, by chance, do you have portable fencing? She said, yes, I do. And that was the beginning of changing my mind, you see, because God will open the right doors for you. It means that you're going to have to stop worrying and stop being noticing what isn't working and notice what you would like to have work and notice that it's all going to come together because this is your divine right. Yes?
Yes.
Only a couple. Yes?
Yes.
Good. Because you see, when you agree with this, it starts to work in your life.